Primary school principals could be facing pressure from parents to get their children ready for the transfer tests set by the grammars, but the minister says these are unregulated entrance tests and the primary school chiefs could end up being reported by the inspectors. He also says a primary school's function is to teach children the curriculum. It is not the function of any primary school to set aside the curriculum to teach to the individual entrance criteria of any post-primary school. Well, the minister set out his position in answer to Assembly questions from party colleague Dahi Mackay. Dahi Mackay is on the line along with Tim McCoy from Concerned Parents for Education. Dahi, first of all, I mean, surely the idea is that the children in all of this should be put first, and it must be in the interest of the children to be prepared for these tests.
Well, I think I agree with the first point that you make, Nigel, that the children should be put first, all of the children. But I think it's not as much a case of the minister urging the inspectorate to report these instances. It's actually the duty of the inspectorate to ensure that the curriculum is upheld and the curriculum is delivered. And that's the same in probably nearly every education system in the world. And I think that in terms of the curriculum being delivered, it's key in terms of ensuring that standards across the board in terms of numeracy and literacy, which the minister has put the focus on at the moment, is improved. And when you have these situations when pupils are being separated out and the curriculum is being neglected to teach children to a particular test, the curriculum is the children overall are suffering. Even those that are taking the test are suffering. But I should point out this as well, that a number of the examination bodies that are carrying out the selection tests have actually said that there's no need for tutoring, that these tests are actually based on the curriculum. So there's absolutely no need from all sides of the argument for this tutoring to be taking place in the classroom.
So is this basically a threat, a shot across the bows of those schools who may be helping some children who may be going to sit these tests?
No, essentially what the minister is saying and what every education minister should say is that he or she will uphold the education of our children and therefore will uphold the primary delivery body for that education.
So it's
the curriculum.
Yes, but it would be your policy or your education policy would effectively be that any children who are going to sit these tests, they should not be helped or prepared by their primary school and they should be basically tutored at home by their parents for these tests if they're going to sit them.
Well, it's not the role of the primary school teacher to serve these tests. And also, I think sometimes we talk down our primary schools. Primary schools are educational institutions in their own right. They're not there to serve post-primary schools, and they have a role to deliver education, a top-quality education to all our children, and this kind of activity is distorting that.
Well, come back to Dahi in a second. Tim McCoy from Concerned Parents for Education, he's aligned to the AQE test. Surely that's correct, Dahi. Why should primary schools focus on those children who are sitting those tests at the expense of those that aren't?
Well, the first thing I'd say is, pick up a point that Dahi mentioned, is that the test, and I'm particularly aligned, as you say, to the AQE test, familiar with them, that they are, this is maths and English, this is totally in line with the curriculum, and speaking it simply as a parent and as a parent of a child who's sat an AQE test, I'm delighted that my child can be tested throughout the years, P6 and P7, on the basics of maths and English.
So do you think the minister's wrong when he says that it would mean a departure from the curriculum to help kids prepare for these tests?
Well, I think obviously from school to school there are individual examples of perhaps primary schools segregating those children who are sitting tests and not sitting tests, and I think that's a very difficult issue for individual schools, individual headmasters and indeed their governors. But I would say that speaking with the Concerned Parents hat on, that right at the outset there was discussion about pupil profiles and a whole different method of getting our children from primary schools into the right secondary level school for them. And these tests, they're the best thing that we can do in a bad situation, I would venture as a parent to say, is a failure of our politicians to get their act together. And again, I think this smacks of a Sinn Féin attempt to try and put pressure through the back door, through wielding the power of the executive, on more pressure on primary principals, more pressure on school governors, more pressure on the individual parents. And I deplore that.
Let Daithí Mackay respond to that.
Well, actually, what Tim was saying there at the outset is that these tests are based on the curriculum. Therefore, there should be no need for the segregation that has taken place in some of our schools in regard to these tests. And therefore, there should be no argument here based on what he is saying for this sort of tutoring to be taking place.
Well, what about his point that this has basically come about due to an inability to find a sensible solution to what was supposedly the replacement of the 11 plus? I mean, basically it's the 11 plus which costs a bit more and is not administered in the same way. You've replaced Coca-Cola with Pepsi.
Well, a number of schools have moved on from the 11 plus, have not replaced it with academic selection of any sort. And the more that process rolls out, the better. But obviously a number of schools in particular have set their face against it. And unfortunately, we are in this difficult situation. But the fact of the matter is,
the fact you haven't been able to persuade them, you're now basically bullying them. I mean, what are you going to do to primary schools or primary school principals who say, "Well, we're going to continue to run these tests"? Are you going to discipline them?
To be fair, Joel, no primary school principal or teacher have come out to defend any of this tutoring because they know that it is absolutely wrong, and that they are not actually doing their jobs.
So it doesn't happen then?
Those here are doing it. I'm not saying it's not happening, because there have been reports that it has been happening.
So say a primary school is reported. What happens next? What do you do?
Well, if the education and training inspector come across such a scenario, they have to advise the department. And in terms of the local education and library boards, if a parent, and I know some parents have concerns about this, have make a complaint, then they will set up a tribunal to look at this and to ensure that the curriculum, which is there to serve all the pupils in primary 7, that is delivered.
So just to be clear, there'll be disciplinary tribunals, what, against individual principals or members of staff if the school's reported for putting these tests in place?
Well, the school will be brought before a tribunal, as will those who are making the complaints, to see if the complaint can be upheld. But ultimately, I think most people out there, and even those who perhaps support the use of these tests, they want to see numeracy and literacy improved. They want to see the curriculum delivered. And if at the end of the day these tests are about the curriculum itself, then there's no need for the tutor.
0845955678. If you're a parent this morning, and perhaps your child has had experience of these tests, I mean, do you think it is the role of the primary school to prepare your child, or are you happy to take it yourself? And surely the point also is this morning, Tim, that if it is down to the parents being responsible for the tuition, does that mean that those who are better off, the kids from those families, have an advantage? Because in terms of private tuition, it's not exactly cheap, is it?
Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles, I suppose. That's, again, a negative of the situation that we currently have. And again, I'm sorry to say that, we had, going all the way back with Martin McGuinness, abolishing the 11 plus on the last day of an assembly, nothing in its place. And this is a disaster for parents and pupils and primary principals that's at the door of Sinn Féin, I'm afraid, right the way back.
How do you react to what Daithí Mackay has said this morning, the possibility of schools being brought before tribunals if the reports come back that they are putting kids through these practice tests?
I mean, at one level I can't comment. At another level, I suspect it's scaremongering. I mean, at the end of the day, the primary principals know how to deliver the curriculum. Daithí mentioned literacy and numeracy. Well, for goodness sake, that is exactly what's been tested on both tests. So, well done for that. Anything that actually delivers the curriculum and tests our children on it surely has to be applauded. Now, what he's talking about is the separation that can happen in classrooms, and that has to be tackled. And if there is a situation where other subjects in the curriculum are being ignored, again, that's a difficulty. But I doubt very much whether or not a tribunal will be able to score points off a primary principal in this context. And even if that should happen, as all that's going to happen is that there'll be more pressure from outside school, as you say. And again, what does that achieve? That's just point scoring by a ministry that currently is run by Sinn Féin, and they have a particular policy. And the parents should just say, look, get on with it, guys, and sort something out. The testing that we have is there because there is a support for academic selection. If the parents didn't support it, they wouldn't put their children through it in droves as they do. And we need an accommodation, and let's get on with it.